Morning, everyone. Let's pray first. Father God, I want to praise you and thank you for this amazing opportunity. And you're giving me this opportunity to share for my wonderful church and give me the wisdom. And I did my best and prepared, and I thought about this for months. And now this is the day, Lord, so we lift up to you the things I have to say. And I hope and pray that our church would learn something from it. And in Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. So I know you, well, my name is Alan Fernando. I know you see me walking around and just smiling, and but this stuff is serious. So let's go down to it. So we have a mission statement at home. We have like 10 mission statements, and one of the mission statement is pay off your debt, save before death. Because we really wanted to attack the debt, because we're literally drowning in debt. And so who in this church has debt? Don't be shy. We're all there. So and I encourage you that to please jot down notes, and I will share to you my journey on how we paid off, as Dave mentioned, 27,000 credit card debt, which is amazing. So, but before that, let me give you a little bit of a background. That's right there. There you go. So first, those of you who doesn't know me, we have two amazing kids, and we kept calling 911, and they could die in a single drop of milk. And so there were numerous times that my boss tells me, hey, Alan, you got to do something about this. You're only allowed to do 3 call-ups. You're 8. You can't call off anymore. My wife said, boss says, hey, Miss Marianne Fernando, I mean, you're over the allowable call-off, because we call 911. We see Milan behind the door about to pass out. Safari would react in 10 seconds, and so there you go. We call 911. We have birthday parties, amazing party, and the moment the party is done, boom, we call 911. So just to give you a background of our situation, and because of that, there's no way that we could live a normal life. Normal life, by definition, is drop off your kids to a daycare, and then go to work and make money. So in our case, we have to live off one income. So I had to quit my job because my wife makes more than me. She makes more, way, way more than me. And so we have to live off one income, and I have to take small jobs around her schedule. So if she works during the day, I work a little bit of part-time in the afternoon to do security job. And then if she is off, I substitute teaching. So subbing, which is amazing. Subbing is awesome. So now, besides, I mentioned to you a lot of stress from calling 911. And here's the best part. We live paycheck to paycheck. So it's like magic. When you see it in your bank, now you see me, now you don't. I mean, literally. So sometimes, you know what, the sweaty hands? It happens if I do the math, like income less expenses, negative 200. You know, income less expenses, negative 300. So that's one of the best parts. Whenever I see that, man, sweaty palms, I don't know what to do. Where are we going to get it? And I don't want to borrow money from someone. And so you have to find a way. Go get subs. Sell something in eBay. Sell your watch. Sell one right there, that trolley that you don't even use, so sell it. So we did, which we did. So sell. And so next is zero savings. Can you believe that? like nothing. Sometimes we're lucky if we see 150 in there. Like, what happened? How come there's 150? So because we have no savings, and then we have no emergency fund. Like, what's emergency fund? What's that? And so all these things, I don't know. What is that? Nobody told me that you're supposed to have one. And so there you go. Zero emergency fund. So whatever happens, I told my wife, we're done. So, and through the course of 10 years, we actually opened 21 credit cards. Can you believe that? It's amazing, right? You know why? Because they say, hey, there's points. And there's rewards. Yeah. Points after points. But you need to really realize that there's points because debt after debt, and we have no money to pay it off. So debt, and then you switch one debt. Oh, okay, that's already limit. So let's switch it to another one because there's points. So 21, and now it accumulated to 27,000. So there you go, sweaty hands again. Sweaty hands. And now, then here you go. Mortgage will eventually increase from 1960 or almost 2000 to 2400. I said, where are we going to get that 400? Where? You know, I told you, we're lucky there's 150 in there. So where's the 400? Again, it's paycheck to paycheck. It works like magic. And so, and because of all these issues, imagine all of these things happening at the same time. This is not like one and then next month. No, all of these things happening at the same time. There you go. I'm always sick. And then I had insomnia. I didn't sleep for a long time. And I always prayed, Lord, please let me sleep. Nothing's happening. I'm not sleeping. And so... Yeah, so I had insomnia, and then because of that, I'm always sick. I have asthma. I had red eye that lasted for like a month and a half. Like, what's up with that? Red eye, a month and a half, supposed to be like 2 weeks. And then because of those, shingles hit me. Does anybody know shingles here? It's supposed to be for ages, Yeah. I don't want to offend. So it's shingles. Can you believe that? I mean, when I went to the doctor says, hey, how come you have shingles? There's no way. And then that journey of shingles is amazing. So let's say I'm talking right now and I would scream like, ah, because it just hits you like a spike. And it started from the thigh and it went all the way up, the pain. And then I told my wife, oh, Maria, what's going to happen? It goes to my head. How is it going to shoot my brain? So all these things happening at the same time. And we don't know what to do. No money, sickness, kids, 911, everything all together. And so here's where the journey started. So what do you think motivated us? So all these things started when we attended Dave Ramsey, the Financial Peace University, and our church was kind enough to see that there's a need for us. And so me and my wife says, hey, Marianne, let's go attend the Financial Peace, which is, 6 weeks, or I'm not sure, 8 weeks. And we learned about baby steps. So I'll talk to you about more about baby steps later. And so, and I heard about him because I watch him a lot. I watch him on YouTube. In the morning, I open the app In Touch Ministry for Charles Stanley. And then the next one is Dave Ramsey. Because I want to, what's in your mind consumes you. So I want to make sure that I have the right mindset. And so, because of this, Dave Ramsey always says, hey, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. He always talks about that. I told my wife, hey, I don't want to be slave to the lender. One day they say, hey, you got to pay off this mortgage. You got to be able to pay it off. Hey, you got to pay off your credit card. Go pay it off. But forever, you're going to be slave. Do you want to be in that situation? I said, I don't want to be there. And then Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. We have nothing, nothing to give them, all issues. And so no inheritance. And then this one is what I always tell my wife, Marianne, I know we only have a few $100, but remember, God says whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. So, same thing. We only have a few $100, but look how we use it. We have credit cards. We eat out like everyone else a lot because of all the stress. So we eat out a lot, and I don't want to cook. I'm lazy. And then, but it's only me and my wife because my kids can't eat out so. Because they have allergies. So you got to cook a little bit at home, and then we eat out. So I know it's bad, but but we gotta pamper yourself a little bit. And so, and then recognizing, here's the thing that I don't know, I'm sure a lot of you knows about this, that we are only money managers. This one didn't really hit me, because how come it's God's money when I'm the one who earned it? This was my thinking before, but Dave Ramsey says, hey, it's not your money, it's God's money. And I started hearing about Pastor Chris, not your money, God's money. And so I told my wife, Marianne, it's not our money, it's God's money, so we have to manage it properly. It's not your money, it's God's money. And so, and here's what's also the good thing is, statistics shows that finance is the second leading cause of divorce in America. This is a surprise to me because it's, in my case, I thought it's my in-laws. It's because my in-laws lives with us forever, so they won't leave, man. I'm sorry. They might hear it. my in-laws. Dave Ramsey says it's finances, not the in-laws. So I said, Marianne, we gotta fix this. It's the second reason of divorce is finances. Okay? So I said, with all of these things, this is our goal. This is why we're doing it. But here's the issue. Barrier to entry. Next slide, sir. My wife's perspective. There you go. Here's my wife's perspective. This is, I don't know if some of you could relate to this. My wife heard about finances, and her parents know because they did WFG, or World Financial Group. You know, they talk about insurance, they talk about all these things. But the problem is, her parents did not practice it. So she heard it, but her parents didn't do it. So why are we going to do it? I mean, what makes you believe you have what it takes? What makes you believe you could do it? My parents didn't do it. Second, she always has that mentality from her parents that financial suffering is part of life. It's true, though. This is true. Because she thinks that being broke is okay. Being in debt is okay. And maybe God doesn't just want to bless us with money. And it's okay. I'll be fine with that. But no, I don't want to. Why are we gonna do all these things? It's not possible, right? I mean, it's okay. We have a little. Be happy, you know, and we're fine. This is her mentality, and so I have to. But Marianne, I told her, we are not following what God says. God says you don't want to be slave. God says, what is that? Whoever can be trusted with a little. But are we really managing our money properly? Maybe there's a way to do it better. And we started looking into our finances. We did a budget. I know, it's amazing. So so we did the budget. What's a budget, guys? Huh? Exactly. That's what I heard Dave Ramsey say. So, telling your money where to go instead of, well, what happened? So we did the budget, okay? And one thing is we also have lack of faith and lack of income. And so my wife tells me, what are you talking about paying off your debt? We have no money. And I tell my wife, Marianne, going back again to what God says, if you can take care of a little, God will give you a lot if you are ready. And so we proceed because I always focus. Marianne, I told you, let's see what God says. What God says. It's not, because if it's my word, it's going to be fighting. So, yeah. So it has to be what God says. What God says. So we always say what God says. Okay. So men do the same thing. God says. So now we did it. So follow the Dave Ramsey baby steps. So there you go. I don't know if you can see it, but if not, let me give you a little bit of idea. Baby step one, we did this. We saved up $1,000 on the side for a starter emergency fund. And the reason why is because you use this whenever, let's say, you have a flat tire. You're driving flat tire, you need to replace it. It's not part of your budget. Use that $1,000. You need to buy new tires, use that $1,000. Instead of swiping. Swiping, yeah. Before, it's easy, you know, swipe it. But now, I said, Marianne, it's funny, because like, before it's like this. And I would look at my wife. What's that? Because we cannot swipe anymore. We agreed to it. We cannot swipe anymore. We got to use that $1,000. And so swipe, it means credit card. But we got to use that $1,000 from our debit card. And so baby step two, pay off all your debt. So this is our plan before, but we don't know how to do it. It seems impossible. No way, 27 grand, come on, boss. What's up? Baby step three, save 3 to 6 months of expenses. That's hard. Baby step four, five, and six, you should do this all at the same time. 15% of your household income, you save it. Save for your children's college fund and pay off your home early. And then seven, build wealth and give. Now, let's go down to budget. So we did, hopefully you guys write this down. So this is how we did it. For those of you wondering how we did it. First, we list all fixed and variable expenses. There you go. And then we have the electricity, water, gas, internet, do all these things. This usually takes me about an hour to 2 hours, sometimes maybe more, because I'm trying to figure out how it's going to fit. And then, is there a way to cut the electricity? So turn off the lights. Is there a way to cut off the water? You know, find ways to cut off. And then, number three, I heard about debt snowball. Anybody here heard about debt snowball? What's debt snowball? Almost. That's right. So pay off your... So list down all your credit cards. In our case, maybe at that time we opened 21, but at that time we probably have 12. So we have long list. 12. And so... So we have 10,000, we have this and that, 3,000, 1,000, you know, all the way up to 500. And so all the way down to 500. So what you do is if you're paying minimum on the $25 because we're all paying minimum, okay, all of them, of course. So we're all paying minimum, and so you pay off the smallest, pay off, like you pay that off, find a way to do it. Find an extra job, sell something, pay off the smallest, and if you're paying minimum on this, you pay that, you add that $25 to the next one. So now you're paying $50. And then you pay off the second one again. Whatever you're paying here, you add it to the next one. And so when we got our taxes, that's what we did. Before, oh, let's save it for emergencies, right? When you get your, what do you call that? The taxes? Tax return. And yeah, before you know it, it's gone by a few months or at the end of the year. But what, that's what we did. We got the taxes. We pay off two credit cards because the other one's like 500, the other one's 700. Pay it off. Boom. And so whatever monthly we have on those two, we add it to the third one. And Dave Ramsey says, why debt snowball? Why not the people are thinking, hey, how about the one that has higher interest rates? Why not pay that off first? But he says, you're missing the goal. The goal here is to give you confidence that it's possible. It's possible, in which we actually felt. Like on the first time we paid off two debts, I said, oh, wow, it actually is possible. You know, you give you like a little bit of glimpse of, you know, like a little bit light. Because before it's nothing, man. So I was like, oh, wow. And my, I told my wife, hey, we paid off two. 8 to go or 10 to go. It doesn't feel like there's an effect. But some way, somehow, there's a little bit of an effect. And so from that experience, we keep going and going and going. And then we control our expenses. And then next, we shop in Goodwill. We shop in thrift stores. We shop in yard sales. Yeah, this is my favorite. Here you know what's weird? God blesses me in shopping in Goodwill and thrift stores. It's amazing. Let's say, you know, Cutco knives? Have you heard about that? It's a very super expensive high-tech knife or knives. It's just a knife, but it's just high-tech. It's like $2,000. I don't know what I don't know why, but it's $2,000. And I said, Lord, so I'm driving yard sale. And we cook a lot because, you know, kids allergic. We cook a lot. Now we're saving up. So what do you have for me today? And I was driving, and someone came to my house. Well, before the driving, someone came to my house like a week before that and presented the Cutco knives. Like, wow. I told my wife, I want that. And my wife says, I know. But how? I said, I don't know. And so, I want it. We need it, you know. But what becomes the need now? What's up? I want it. And so, and I was driving a Saturday, just came from work at night. And then I went to a yard sale. And I saw this Cutco knife right there. And it's not just one piece, it's a whole set. I was like, and I walked through it slowly like this. Because I don't want to see, maybe someone already owns it, you know? I don't know who does yard sale here. When you touch it, it's yours. So I was just thinking this. She said, $20. I said, can I get it for 10? This is true. And she said, what up, man? How about 12? And he said, she said, okay. I said, ah. Oh. Inside my car right away. Because if it's just a ball, it's okay. Just pay for it. Don't worry about it. But grab it, went to my car, put it inside. That's it. Game over. It's amazing, right? And you know what? It continues. It's missing one knife. It's a set. Right? It's missing one knife. So I went to eBay. I saw it's like $60. I said, come on, $60? I paid $20 for this. What's up? Oh, I mean, $20. $12. And then I said, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not a need. It's a want. And then like a month after, I went to a yard sale again. You know what's weird? There's like 30 knives on the table. And I saw that one knife right there. The missing knife is just right there. Same thing. How much? $2. How about $1? It's true. And I was going home. I said, called my wife, Marianne, can you believe this? That missing knife is right here. And so all these, again, if God knows the desires of your heart and you are faithful, He will bless you. And this is just one of many stories. Yes, sir. No. Here's a technique. You just go to the good area. Which is, we live in Roland Heights, so there's a lot of good area. I don't have to drive very far. Just go to the Pathfinder. The big houses. So just go there. So, which is not too far from my house. So anyway, so you just know where to go. That's the technique. Anyway, so again, God knows the desires of your heart, and He blessed me. And so we've been using that knife. It's amazing. You use it, it gets dull, you send it back, they replace it. Amazing. All right. So, and then we used debit cards and cash envelopes. So I think Matt mentioned before the difference between swiping and cash. Cash, there's a pain associated to it. You know, you give 20, comes back $6, there's a pain. Credit card, nothing. Feels the same way. You only see it, you know, the bill like a month and a half after. So that's why I told my wife, no credit cards. We will only use cash envelopes. So there's allowance for my wife because she said, I need my makeup. I said, of course. I'll give you a budget on the makeup. I need kids' money. Yes, ma'am. I'll give you money for kids' activities. And what else? How about me? I need $50. Because it allows you to say that it's your money. When you spend it, this is very special. Whenever we go dates, I spend my $50 on her. It's heavy, boss, but it's happy. We're happy. I say, I'm going to buy something with this, but I love my wife. Spend the $50. There you go. Marianne, here's the bill. $50 cash. And she's happy. Like, it makes it more meaningful. Like, oh, wow. He spent the $50. So it has an effect on her. And she's very happy with that. So we set up our monthly allowance to ourselves because Dave Ramsey says, pay yourself first. Okay? It stops you from spending random stuff because, hey, you have your $50. And so if you wanna buy something like 100 for a shoes, then pay it next month. Buy it next month. 50 and 50. Assuming you have the $50 still. So, and then next, he says, mortgage rate, it has to be 30 to 40% of your monthly income. So, for example, for a $6,000 per month mortgage, you need to have, I think, $1,600. So, if you're above that, you have to check. You have to either raise your income up. And so in our case, we're right at the borderline. On the borderline. But I told my wife, it's okay. You know, in true time, our income's going to go up, so relax. And so, and here's a goal. We need to pay $2,000 per month because based on what Dave says, you need to be like a gazelle. Yeah? I don't know if you've seen this in Discovery Channel, like a tiger going through a gazelle, And somehow it always hit the butt. But anyway, so gazelle is fast, man. But their survival rate is very low. But man, they fast and they run for their life because this tiger or lion would eat them. And they would run so fast. And I told my wife, I want to be like that. I don't want to get hit in the butt. So I want to pay off her debt. So I said, $2,000 a month. And my wife says, where are we going to get that? We don't even have money. What are you talking about? I said, that's the goal. We don't know yet. But that's the goal. Next is, I told her, we have a house. We need to get life insurance so we sleep better at night. So those of you who wants to sleep better at night, go get life insurance. And Dave Ramsey says, it has to be 10 to 12 times your annual income. I don't know if I did that. Oh. Yes. So if you make $60,000, go get a life insurance, a term for $600,000. So who knows insurance here? There's two things. There's permanent and there's term. Before I have permanent and I have term. So here's the difference. On our permanent, I know it's permanent for life until you are alive, a whole life. We have IUL, I believe. But in case something happens, like when you know, I think our insurance is only $100,000. For a term, for the same amount of money, even lesser, we get $800,000. Because it's only term. It's good for 30 years only. But why not permanent? Because after 30 years, then you're done. I mean, after 30 years, I believe Dave Ramsey says, around 30 years, your kids are already grown up. You don't need insurance anymore. Assuming you pay off your debt, assuming you pay off your house, assuming the kids are finished in college, so you don't need that term insurance anymore. So after 30 years, you should be good to go. And it's the cheapest way of insuring your family. So me and my wife, we got insurance. There you go. So again, we sign again. And as soon as I sign it, I sleep better at night. Because if something happens to us, I told my wife, if something happens to you, God says you're done, how about our kids? How about their college? How about their future? We have nothing. And so we took life insurance after, like, step by step. All of these things we had to do it step by step, like the following month. Now we take care of the insurance. The following one, we take care of the budget, all these things. So we did. We have life insurance, and then I told her we need to get our income up, and this is where the church and Dave and Chris, we started praying for a job on my part, and so we prayed, and I told her, when God thinks you're ready, and you are faithful, He will bless you. So now, I got a job. Oh. It's amazing. But here's the best part. This is not a regular job. It's a job that's perfect on our situation. We always need to be in our kids' side. So my work is at home. I have three computers. And then, and it's amazing, the income. Before, I don't see that. I don't even know how it feels like to make that much money. But I told her, wait a minute, honey, I told you, when we're ready, God's going to bless you. And so when we had the income coming in, our lifestyle did not change. Yes, we wanted to have a better car. Yes, I wanted to fix our AC. I wanted to upgrade our AC. I wanted to at the house. I wanted to fix our windows because it's old. There's, all these things in our list because I'm also a normal person. I also want things. But remember, I told you it's want. It's not need. But since our mindset is already there and we're already doing the Dave Ramsey plan, when our income doubled, it's different. When you look at the bank accounts, okay. So here is the money. It goes straight to the debt. Money goes straight to the dead. Comes in, comes out. So it's amazing. And now we have the $2,000 to pay off the debt. So all of these things happening right in front of me, I said, Marianne, we make the same now. Before, it's nothing, you know, like I make something, but Marianne, I make the same now. So it feels amazing. And so we have been praying for a job, and then God gave us this amazing job. I can take care of my kids while working. I can pick them up and drop them off. I can cook for them and do laundry on the side while I'm waiting for my cases. And so it's just perfect. It's amazing how God, this is what you need. This is what I'm going to give you. And so there you go. So double their income, but we use that money to pay off the debt. Okay? So as of June, I thought we're not going to make it. Because in May and June, things started happening. Like, cars keep breaking. The windshield, there's a stone hit our windshield. We have to replace the windshield. And then what else happened in the house that I need to pay? But something happened in the house that instead of the debt, we had to, you know, they say it's a battle. Like, you're almost there. Because my goal is to pay off the debt in June 2019. But on the last 2 months, things, you know, kept happening. Oh, the engine, the car engine. My wife ran the engine without oil. Oh, it's my fault. I know, but I just had to say it. She's driving it. So. So I didn't check it. But you know, all these things started happening. But June 2019, we made it. We made it. So 2019, we paid off $27,000 in debt. And throughout this journey, I asked my wife, I interviewed her 2 nights ago without her knowing that I'm recording it. So it's real and legit, you know? You know, you have to record it. Well, she doesn't know this. So I recorded her conversation because I want really to know how does it feel like to pay off your debt, and how did she feel about the whole journey? Did she have a hard time? Did she want to kill me at one point? Did she want to, you know, was she disappointed? I don't know, because what's in her mind is because I'm there to direct which direction we're going, you know? Let's do this, let's do that. But I don't know. I need to know how she feels. And so she said, so I asked my wife, how does it feel, because I'm Filipino, you know, feel. How does it feel? How does it feel like we paid off the debt? And she said, this is our exact words. Listen. She said, I can't believe that we have a new gate. I said, well, what gate? We have a gate, right? I said, yeah. So she said, it's at the bottom of our list, and for some reason, we actually have money to pay for a gate. And I felt important. That's how it feels like, that you have extra money to pay for the things that matter. It made her feel like it's possible, and it's not true that you always have to be in debt. I realized that when we started to seek you first, the kingdom of God, and everything will be added upon to you. And he knows the desires of your heart, and it gave her confidence that it is possible. It's possible. So all the barriers to entry that I told you, that you're meant to be poor, you're meant to have no money, is not true. It's the gate. Because if you've seen our gate before, the dog can come out because because it's what do you call that wire? Yeah, like chicken wire. Yeah, because we have no extra money to fix it. We have no extra money for like nothing. We have no extra. So everything has to be there. But now, I told my wife on the first month, like July, I said, at random, Marianne, what do you want to do? We have an extra money here. And she said, I don't know. Save the 3 to 6 months because that's baby step four. Or three? Four. Three, I think. Three. Save 3 to 6 months for emergency fund. And I said, yes, we're still there, but we have extra that we did not expect. Let's fix the gate. And she said, what? Let's fix the gate. And she said, no, Alan, no. It's at the bottom of our list. I said, I know, but let's fix the gate. And she said, really? Yeah. Okay. So for 2 nights, she didn't sleep. She couldn't sleep at night. You know, because we are going to fix the gate until Monday comes, we fix the gate. And so I guess my point to you is, you know, it's true what she said, that you if God knows you're ready, he will provide. God knows the desires of your heart. He will give it to you when you're ready. And then you need to seek your first, and that's what we did. And so what did we learn? We learned self-control and learning how to say no. So we go, you know, same thing. I want a projector because it's amazing. We love movies, and we would say no. Well, I want better shoes, and we would go to Goodwill instead of pay the full price of $120. Let's just go to Goodwill and pay $20 instead of $120. And so, budget. Here's the weird thing. And I asked her this one too. I asked her, tell our church, this is, she said, I was always fighting for my money because I need to get our kids need to get their stuff. But now we have a budget. It's not that I want to keep spending money, but instead I need the money for the kids. I could care less where you put the extra. It's not that I want, budget help because I don't feel guilty. Another thing is you would think budget restricts you, but I felt different that it actually helped me. It seems like I have more money for more important stuff. We put a budget for their stuff, and I feel like I have more money. I just have to make it fit. You gave me what I need, and I don't feel deprived, and the rest of the money I did not mind. So you pay off your debt, go pay off your debt. So I did not mind because I did not feel it. So those are our journey. And I want to, I know my wife's not here. She couldn't make it. She's busy, though. She has work. So I want to recognize her because she's been amazing. She's been, when we decided that we are a team, so we worked this out side by side, and it made our family closer. It made our family closer, and it made us believe that as long as we keep our eyes on God, he will take care of us. And as long as we believe what he says, he will take care of us. So thank you very much, guys.
Wow, how encouraging was that? I think your second job could be a stand-up comedian. I so enjoyed that. You know, here it is. I'm going to give it a nutshell. The Bible is, well, turn your world upside down. And that includes finances because, you know, it says don't do the things financially that the world does. Do it the way that I'm telling you to do it. And that's so hard for us sometimes to accept and do. Go get a credit card. The Bible tells you obsolete. Don't do that. Don't get a credit card. So I remember real briefly, when you're focused and you want to do something, you got to stop borrowing money. You got to save money. Prayer really works. Get to work. Don't procrastinate and do it. Real quick story. 1982, Velly and I were a young married couple. We said, you know what? We got to get out of debt. So we went to a cheap retreat in Phoenix, paid, I don't know, $60 at a nice little hotel, and we stayed there and we strategized. And we said, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay off our debt. We're going to be debt-free in 83. And that was our slogan. Kind of like what Alan had. You have a mission. Yeah. Debt-free in 83. So we did it. And then the next year, we said, you know, we got to go back to our little resort and have another strategy session. And we came up with another goal. Rent no more in 84. In 1984, we bought a house here in Alhambra. So whenever you focus, whenever you do it, you can do it. Okay, as evidence. And you ask God, God, help me to do this. God will do things upside down. Now, I had some mistakes, too. I'm very transparent. I made a lot of mistakes. If I'd have known these biblical principles, I probably wouldn't have done the things I did business-wise the way that I do it and the way that I did it. But that was the norm. That's how you did things in business. You know, you go buy a house, you get a lot of equity, and then you borrow on that, and then you go into a business agreement and get a franchise, and then you hopefully hope that it all work out. And several years ago, I met the son of the In-N-Out founder, Rich Schneider, and I said, Rich, how do you guys do it? How are you guys so successful? And he said, Dave, he says, every location that we open, the day that we open the doors, we owe no one. I said, what? Now, no one. I mean, you're talking about $500,000. It's the land, maybe even more than that. Land, the equipment, the building, everything. He says, no. When we open the door, we owe no one but the laborer that is inside the building. And we move forward. Wish I would have known that. Here's the other second principle. Chick-fil-A. Great successful. I talked about it before, right? American business says, oh, you got to be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Otherwise, you won't make it. You got to capture market share. Oh, yeah? Look at Chick-fil-A. What time do they open? 10 o'clock, close at 10. And what day are they closed? What does that tell you? You work hard all week long, and then you honor God on Sunday. So I thought, oh, another mistake I made. I got the wrong company. And so all through our life, you adjust, you make, and if you go, wow, I'm 65 years old, I've made all these mistakes, I'm too old, I can't make the money, you can still turn it around. You can still do it, and that's so wonderful.